Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss a couple of developmental leagues that arose, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories and some birthdays of some great defensive back coming up for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we have some great things to talk about. Some very interesting defensive backs that are in the Hall of Fame that have birthdays. We're going to talk about a developmental league that started up here. But first, let's start off in February 10, 1961. In the American Football League's Los Angeles Chargers made the move south to the city of San Diego. They call San Diego home for almost five decades before moving to L.A. just a few short years ago. That's right, the Los Angeles Chargers rise once again, but they were the San Diego Chargers as of February 10, 1961. February 10, 1989, St. Louis, Missouri, the minor league football system opened organizational meetings. According to the Fun While It Lasted website story on the subject, the project was an effort to develop a nationwide semi-pro football league. The MLFS had some teams across the country, from the Pacific Northwest to New England to the Deep South, during the summers of 1989-1990. The league aspired to become a developmental feeder system for the National Football League, but no formal relationship ever developed, and we'll talk about another one of these in just a few moments. February 10, 2007, the NFL Pro Bowl was played in Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. Sounds nice and warm there in Hawaii, doesn't it? Well, this showcase of top talent in the league resulted in a 31-28 AFC victory over their NFC counterparts. The most valuable player of the game was quarterback Carson Palmer, then of the Cincinnati Bengals. Remember when Palmer used to play with the Bengals? He had some pretty good teams there, Ocho Cinco and some of the other great wide receivers, Husmanzada, and Corey Dillon was running the ball for him back then. But yeah, Carson Palmer was the MVP of a Pro Bowl game. February 10th, 2008, at Aloha Stadium, Honolulu, we're going to talk about another NFL Pro Bowl game, the 2007 season's game, and the NFC knocked around the AFC squad 42-30. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson took home the most valuable player award in that game. February 10th, 2019, at Spectrum Stadium, Orlando, Florida, the Orlando Apollos crushed the Atlanta Legends 40-6 to kick off the Alliance of American Football, the AAF. The eight centrally owned and operated teams got the Startup Developmental League underway, but unfortunately, the group lost funding and disbanded the league partway through its inaugural season. Remember, that took place shortly after the Super Bowl. That was the big promotion there. They had all kinds of great coaches, former NFL coaches and college coaches, and all kinds of very highly recruited players that didn't make it in the NFL were playing in the AAF. That was their ticket to try to get back in there. And the AAF also, just like earlier when we talked about the MLF, they were trying to become a feeder system for the NFL. Well, that's what the AAF was also trying to do. And the NFL couldn't even use their own feeder system with the World League of Football, or NFL Europe, as it was called. Now, Hall of Fame birthdays for today. February 10, 1946, Midland, Michigan. University of Colorado safety Dick Anderson was born. Anderson had the size and athleticism to play multiple positions on the Buffs defense. At 6'2" and weighing in at 198 pounds with speed and quickness, he was mainly a safety, but often rolled up closer to the line to play what we would now call a hybrid linebacker. way before his time. According to the National Football Federation's website bio on him, Dick, against Oregon in 1967, intercepted three passes, knocked down two others to the turf, and made two touchdown saving tackles. Blocked two men on a teammate's pick six, and just some amazing feats in that game. It was performances like that that aided Anderson in becoming an All-American selection at safety. In 3 years, Dick had 14 interceptions, 123 unassisted tackles, and both were school records. Dick Anderson received the great honor of being selected for inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1993. On February 10, 1965, Fort Wayne, Indiana, the cornerback with world speed from Purdue, Rod Woodson, arrived in this world. Per his bio on the footballfoundation.org website, Rod was the 1986 runner-up for the Jim Thorpe Award. Plus, he left Purdue holding 13 individual school records. He left Purdue as a career leader in solo tackles, interceptions, interception return yardage, interceptions return for touchdowns, kickoff returns, and kickoff return yardage. And he still ranks in the top five in nearly every category. Rod Woodson was honored with induction in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2016 after the National Football Foundation tallied up their votes. Woodson was the 10th overall player taken in the 1987 NFL draft. He was picked by the Pittsburgh Steelers. All he did was produce great stats for the majority of his career. In 1993, he was the Defensive Player of the Year and was a six-time All-Pro during his 17-year career. Rod picked off 71 career passes and held the NFL record for interception return yards at 1,473 when he retired. And besides the Steelers, Woodson played with the 49ers, the Ravens, and the Raiders. Rod Woodson was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2009. And finally, we have a February 10th, 1974 birthday, Alquippa, Pennsylvania. Ty Law, the ball hawking corner from Michigan University, was born. He was drafted by the New England Patriots in the first round of the 1995 NFL draft. And Law played for 15 seasons in the NFL and registered 53 interceptions and returned those picks for 828 career yards in his career. Now, Ty Law led the league in interceptions in two different seasons and played in five Pro Bowls. Law was a member of three Super Bowl teams and helped his team, the Patriots, raise the Lombardi twice. And after 10 brilliant seasons with the Pats, he also played with the Jets, Chiefs, and Broncos before he retired. The 2019 ceremonies of retirement saved a spot in their program for Ty Law's induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we thank you for staying with us and listening to that great history. We told you there were some great defensive backs, and we had three or four of them in those Hall of Fame birthdays. Just tremendous players. We also got to talk about some upstart leagues that had some hopes to, you know, help the NFL out. Just fell a little short, but, you know, hey, we're hoping that something sticks here one of these years. We always have some of those leagues coming up, and maybe one of them or two will stay around for a little longer, and we'll get to see some great memories of those players too. So for more great memories, you can join us over on the Jersey Dispatch, Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, jerseydispatch.com. We'll talk about the great legends of all four major team sports in North America, you know, basketball, football, hockey, and, of course, baseball. Now, so make sure you check us out. I'm going to learn a lot through the jersey numbers and uniforms these players wore, and I hope to take you along with me on that ride. So join us there. Also, we have links to our email list. You want to get on that subscribe list, you'll get everything for Jersey Dispatch, everything from Pigskin Dispatch. We'll tap into see what's going on at the Sports History Network and all of our podcasts for both of our sites here, including our audio drama that we work with Oz Davis and number 80 Productions, Orville Mulligan Sports Writer. So make sure you check that out too. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.